This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. India and Israel exchanged multiple memoranda of understanding, MOUs, today in several areas including cultural exchange, geophysical exploration, fisheries and aquaculture, UPI, and for advancing education through use of artificial intelligence. The MOUs were exchanged after the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, India-Israel relationship is founded on the strong bedrock of deep trust, shared democratic values, and profound human sensitivities. He said the bond has stood the test of every trial of time. The Prime Minister said today both sides have taken the historic decision to elevate the time-tested partnership to the status of a special strategic partnership.
Hamare sambandh gehre vishwas, saajha loktantrik mulyon aur manviya samvedanaon ki majboot aadharshila par aadharit hai, us par sthapit hai. Hamare rishte samay ki har kasoti par khare utre hain. Aaj humne अपनी टाइम टेस्टेड साझेदारी को स्पेशल स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप का दर्जा देने का ऐतिहासिक निर्णय लिया है. यह निर्णय दोनों देशों के लोगों की आकांक्षाओं का प्रतिबिंब है.
Mr. Modi said today both sides have decided to establish the critical and emerging technologies partnership. Mr. Netanyahu said Israel and India are bent on innovation.
The future belongs to those who innovate, and Israel and India are bent on innovation. We are proud ancient civilizations, very proud of our past, but absolutely determined to seize the future, and we can do it better together.
Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan inaugurated a 10-kilowatt FM relay transmitter of Akashvani at Shivamoga, describing it as a major step towards strengthening public broadcasting in Karnataka. He said the initiative reflects the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to ensure development reaches the last person in the queue. The new transmitter is expected to benefit people in Shivamoga and Bhadravati by expanding access to government welfare information, educational content and cultural programs. Union Minister for Women and Child Development Annapurna Devi today said women-led development remains at the centre of the government's policy framework to ensure greater access to opportunities, financial independence and improved quality of life for women across the country. She said this while addressing the inaugural session of women-led conference Sashakt Nari Vikasit Bharat in New Delhi. The minister highlighted several government initiatives like Pradhan Mantri Mudra Yojana, Startup India and PM Swanidhi, which have strengthened women financially and enhanced their confidence and self-reliance. The Unique Identification Authority of India, UIDAI, and Google have signed an agreement to display the authorized Aadhaar centers on Google Maps. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology today said this move will enhance ease of access and convenience for residents across the country. The ministry said it will also display information related to center accessibility, including features such as Divyang-friendly infrastructure, availability of parking facilities, and operating hours to enhance convenience for residents. Negotiators from Iran and the United States held a third round of indirect nuclear talks in Geneva, Switzerland. As in the previous two rounds of discussions earlier this month, the Iranian delegation is led by Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi, while the U.S. is represented by Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner. The discussions take place amid a massive U.S. military build-up in West Asia, with a number of countries warning their citizens to leave Iran due to the threat of possible U.S. attacks. While U.S. President Donald Trump has said he prefers to solve the crisis through diplomacy, he has also said he is considering a limited strike on Iran to pressure its leaders to accept a deal. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, India will take on Zimbabwe in the Super 8 Group 1 match at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 7 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.